You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
That's right. I want to make sure everybody sticks with us for the second half of the show. We're going to have my good friend Bruce Turkel on. We're going to talk about how to build your brand during 2018 and the holidays. We'll talk about some faux pas you may make, but we'll also focus on things you can do to build your business by building your brand. But now we're going to talk about what I call finding a unicorn. We've got my good friend Ricky Trinidad. He's here with his partner, Stylianos. Stylianos, I can never get your Vianos. How do you say that?
Vianos.
I was close, but I'm not Greek, so I couldn't get it totally right. Stylianos, PhD, LMNOP. These two guys know how to get it done in the in-town locations in Miami that it seems like nobody else can figure out. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and thanks for having. We love your show. We're very grateful to be here. Thank you.
It's my absolute pleasure. I want to start out with Ricky. Why don't we set the table? Let's help you build your brand here, as Bruce would say. Tell us a bit about what Metronomics is and what you're trying to accomplish that sets you apart.
Well, we're a real estate development company, but we are different than most real estate development companies. Basically, we develop new construction multifamily buildings in urban areas. So we are an urban infill vertical developer. We don't do rehabs. We don't do gut rehabs. Our projects are small by design. So they're small multifamily buildings, up to 30 units, up to 35 units, actually. And we're focusing on the communities of Little Havana and Coconut Grove. What makes us different is that we really focus. We look for good sites, properties that are close to work, easy to get to downtown and business districts, close to entertainment areas, close to restaurants and shopping and that type. Make it convenient and sustainable for people to live in our apartments. They are rentals. We don't do condos. We're not competing in the condo market. But we pride ourselves in developing projects that we call culturally sensitive. They enhance the communities socially, economically, and they're attainable. They're at prices that people can afford. Now, this is not government low-income affordable housing. It's below luxury, but it's not low-income or government affordable housing. It's new quality homes that people can attain at prices they can attain.
What made you come up with this concept? Because it sounds like it's right between the eyes for what everybody needs right now. You read about it in every city, not just South Florida. So this strategy is probably applicable across the country.
Yes. Well, I've been doing this for 21 years. My background, I have a master's in urban planning from the University of Illinois in Chicago. And I've been doing this in Chicago. So we develop communities and buildings and subdivisions in Chicago until the recession. I've been here for 4 years, and Miami is just a hot, booming market, a great place to live. We love it here. So we decided to bring the model here to Miami and make it happen.
So talking about making it happen, let's talk to Stylianos for just a second, because while you find and create, Stylianos, I think we can honestly say, is the one that makes a lot of it happen. Stylianos, what's the secret to getting these things vertical in a way that makes sense?
You know, it's an interesting process. Working with Ricky has actually been not only a beautiful experience, but also allows me to go from acquisition to disposition hand in hand with him. So as he mentioned in the beginning, we have to select our sites correctly. We have to do our feasibility study, get ready for development way before we even go to closing.
You know, I love your voice, Stylianos. You should be in radio. You should like be on a radio show someday. Now, Ricky, so what prompted you to come up with this concept?
Well, basically, when you get into the real estate development market, there's a lot of competition out there. We wanted to create something that, and I know this sounds cliche, that is recession-proof. And our model really is recession-proof. It's profitable. It works. A recession will actually help us, and I'll explain why. When you're developing projects and you're going, let's say you're developing something in Miami Beach or in Brickell or in Coral Gables, everybody likes the flashy new construction, high-end luxury condo buildings that then later when the market slows down a little bit, there's a lot of foreclosures and a lot of them are difficult to sell. What we do is we develop apartment buildings that people rent. And I'll be honest with you, I know a lot of people that were renting during the recession, and none of them have told me that their rents actually went down or that they stopped paying rent. Now, I know a lot of condo developers that they couldn't sell anything during the recession or when economic times get hard or competition increases. for any reason, they really can't dispose of what they have. So our model allows us to continue going. When the market slows down, guess what? Property prices are cheaper, labor prices are cheaper, materials are cheaper, and people continue to rent. So it's a model that really works and keeps us going. We can continue, you know, year after year with this model forever.
And Stylianos, how do you find sites that make sense?
You know, it's interesting. We focused on two areas predominantly right now, Little Havana and Coconut Grove. We found Little Havana to be a very interesting area for us because not only is the vacancy rate extremely low, almost close to zero, but it's also a place that's so close to the business hubs in Miami. So people want to live there, pay less for what they rent, love to be and stay in a community they're used to, yet for them, the existing product is not good. This cockroach infested, mold infested, just old product. Now we're coming in and develop beautiful new things that are not necessarily luxury, but certainly beautiful for them to live and have all the amenities they need.
You know, you guys keep saying they're not luxury, but one of the things in life that's luxurious is having peace of mind. If you're the renter and you don't have to overpay and spend half your money just on a place to live to the point where you can't even afford a car or transportation, it sounds to me like you're actually doing them a favor. So Stylianos, what do you think about that? Or we're back, let's have a break.
Well, definitely, you're right. If you want to live in Little Havana right now, you want to rent an apartment, say you wanted to rent a three-bedroom apartment, you can get something, or a two-bedroom, you can get something out there for $1,200, $1,300, maybe $1,400 a month. But like Stylianos says, it's, you know, you run into a lot of properties that are older. The housing stock in Miami is very old. Just by default, it needs to be replaced after a certain amount of years. You have roaches, you have asbestos, you have rodents, you have all of these problems. When you walk into one of our units, high ceilings, central air, and not a cockroach to be seen, just a beautiful, good feeling. We just create places that are more appealing. So personally, I would rather live in an apartment if I had to pay a couple hundred dollars, $200-$400 more a month, that's brand new, that everything works, and that everything's under warranty, rather than going with what's existing. So what we're doing is we're creating an opportunity for families that can afford and that want to stay. Here's another dynamic. A lot of people that live in Coconut Grove and that live in Little Havana, they want to stay in their community. They have ties there. They have family members there. They don't want to move away, but their options are limited. They would have to get something that's a good quality. They may have to move to Doral or to Brickell. We're creating these opportunities in their communities so they can stay there and still enhance their quality of life.
You know who else I think this works for? I think this works for the couple that's living in a smaller apartment on Brickell. They have a car and a half. They just got pregnant and got a promotion, and the Brickell life is a little constraining for them. They want to stay close to their job. They want to be in a community that offers them alternatives for entertainment and culture that they can walk to. And that's only a couple of places here in town. And you guys are just pounding that.
That is true. There's a lot of there's a huge market for what we do. In fact, studies show that for the next 20 years that the rental market is just going to increase. There's more demand than there is supply for new construction multifamily buildings. I wanted to tell you what we do is, like you said earlier, it's very unique. Not many developers do it this way. In fact, I can tell you, if we decided to make the same exact effort and build somewhere else, we'd make a lot more money. We really do care about these communities. The way that we develop, we've branded it, and it's called Metro Vitalization, www.metrovitalization.com. What it is, it's sensible development that cares about the community, that's sustainable, that is culturally conscious. We actually develop in a way that works with the culture of the community. That's economically conscious and socially conscious. So it's a different way of developing. We want to connect. We created Metro Vitalization to connect with people around the country.
Well, you know, that's a great place to take a pause. Why don't we talk a little bit more about that after the break? It sounds like something that a lot of people are going to want to hear about, that they're going to be able to use to help make their businesses and lives better. So Wanda, take it away. We'll come back real fast with more great stuff from the guys from Metronomic.